Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day
at TNTRadioEmpire.com,
iTunes, or on the Stitcher app.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I think I'm going to start huffing Clorox at home, too, because every morning we spare our microphones here with a bunch of Clorox. And it's a nice smell every morning. It's like kind of get me a little high. Every morning.
I don't like that smell.
You don't like it?
No.
It just smells clean to me, you know? Doesn't bother me at all, actually.
See, I don't mind the smell of the wipes, but I don't like the smell of the spray.
Yeah.
Oh, no. It's like the smell of the, it's like huffing bleach.
Which I don't mind, actually.
You say that like it's a bad thing.
Yeah, no, I don't like it. It irritates my nose hairs.
What do you do with your microphone, then? You don't spray it?
I got disinfected wipes.
Okay. Yeah. I don't think it gets in there. It doesn't get in the nooks and crannies. Of course, you're the one who uses that. So.
Yeah.
Whoever's spitting in there is spitting out. I saw a horrible thing yesterday. I saw a guy, they did infrared coughing stuff, and we're dead. Unless you have a mask, it kind of dissipates above you a little bit, but an infrared cough will go like 40 yards in a dead sprint.
Oh, yeah, when you cough on somebody.
It goes 40 yards in a dead sprint, and quicker than Barry Sanders.
The video is some guy wearing a diaper, an apron, and a face mask, and they're just covered in spittle.
Exactly, yeah, so...
That's a pleasant visual.
Wear your face mask out there. Wednesday, right? Okay, it's Wednesday.
Day 3 of the work week.
Bill Blank from Des Moines, our comedian buddy Billy Blank, will be on the phone with us, and also comedian Matt Bergman, who's got a dry bar comedy thing, right?
New dry bar special.
These comedians, man.
We like to check in.
They're in trouble.
On our traveling road comedians.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Because we're concerned. They have no outlet. In the hand for probably 6 weeks.
No,
most of these guys, the last time they performed was sometime in early March.
Yeah. And what if they ate it that night, too?
Yeah, you don't want to go out on that.
Yeah, it'd be the last time. Luckily, the Chiefs won the Super Bowl because Nick still got that going for him. You know damn well Nick ate it one of the last two times he was on stage somewhere. So we'll ask that when he gets here later on. Craig Evans in a little bit, and you and us. For another Wednesday.
I think
comedian buddies too.
Finally figured out.
Because
sleep's been an issue for me, especially this past week.
Melatonin.
You're drinking.
That's right.
I slept last night.
Yeah.
And slept through the night last night.
Good.
And then for the nap, I went ahead and I found my dose of melatonin.
For just a nap? Man.
For just a nap.
God, naps are, that's tough for melatonin.
I go to bed about probably 11:30, noon. And I took 9 milligrams, 3 3-milligram tabs.
That's a lot.
Of melatonin. And I slept for a couple hours. I rarely sleep for a couple hours.
I know that, but were you groggy the rest of the day?
No. No, I was ready.
You started drinking right away.
Yeah,
right?
I was ready to go. No, I didn't start drinking. We went to dog walking.
Okay.
I walked 3 dogs yesterday for the better part of an hour.
Yeah,
I would think that much in the middle of the afternoon, you'd just be groggy and
I do less
lost.
Than that. I do less of that at night, and I sleep 8 hours or 7 hours.
I do 10
I thought
at
you
night,
did 10.
No, I take a bite off the 10. Usually, it's probably about 8 or 9 if I think about it. But I've been sleeping. Yeah, when I don't drink, I'll take that at night. And otherwise, I drink because it helps to put me asleep and forget about the world.
And,
like all of us are trying to do.
420.
I see so many people, because I walk through the neighborhood, I see so many housewives out there. You know, they're in your neighborhood, they want to bang you, most of them.
Yeah, well, yeah. But I see the ads.
I see a lot of yoga pants, which I appreciate, by the way, on most of the women. And I see a lot of girls holding cups. And, you know, it's not Gatorade.
Oh, that's the afternoon margarita.
Everybody.
Or it's some Chardonnay.
Everybody getting ripped. At about, this was a little later. I walked a little later to my wife last night, but sometimes I walk early, depending what time of day it is. And they're out there. They're out front watching their kids on their bikes, and they're pounding the booze because everything sucks. But we're here to pick you up. Craig will do that in a little bit. All right.
Yeah, it's not our job. Mm-hmm. The first segment is.
Actually, is our job.
Actually,
is our job.
Generally, I try.
We got to do it. Got to do it.
I try not to be grumpy.
Yep.
This first segment.
It's just too much stuff. We're not head in the sand kind of guys, but we're going to do this every day. People are going to tune in and want to hear us be funny and stupid. And,
Well, I also got to be real.
Yeah, but it can't be too real.
Yeah, but
every damn time. I'm with you on that.
The social media distancing.
Well, that's my part. I will watch regular news, which also is depressing. But regular news, I'm getting some facts. Facebook, I'm just getting idiots. I'm blocking them. I'm blocking so many Trumpers that just are.
Yeah, there's been a lot of unfollowing. I think all over the world.
Yeah, exactly.
The last couple of days.
Yeah, so sorry if you still listen, and I blocked you. Just like, can you tell if you're blocked?
No,
I don't think so.
No, okay. They can tell if you.
Well, I'm gonna go back and eliminate most of
you. If you've been unfriended, they can check on that status.
Okay.
If they really care.
Oh, that's right. If you're blocked, I can't even tell.
Is Mike Tyler still my Facebook friend?
No, there's more people in line. I'll just block. Now I'm starting to actually look at people's pages before I accept them as friends.
Oh yeah.
I unfriended some guy a couple weeks ago because he was just completely an idiot. I mean, even idiots will go, "This guy's an idiot," and he just. He said, "What the hell?" And then he friended me again. I said, "No, that's not how it works, dude. That's not how it works, man. If you are that much of a xenophobe, I think he was pretty xenophobic. I said, I'm just not going to pay attention to you, You hate different people, and I'll move on with my life."
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We do have a, where are you at, what you hauling?
We do.
So we haven't paid enough tribute to guys who keep the supply chain moving.
Where are you at? What you hauling?
Jordan's hauling beans from Falls City, Nebraska to St. Joe, Missouri.
Thank you, brother.
Hauling beans to a place that has a packing plant next door. So, awesome.
I'm a little worried about it, huh?
Truck driver in a rural area. Everyone assumes I'm a Trumper. I get to hear a lot of stupid crap. I'll spare you. The quotes he gave us from people that he's met, because we've heard them all before.
Yeah, old people are bailing on that guy, too, now.
Thank God I got you guys to get me through the day. Thanks for all the hard work you do through this. Well, we're not really working
hard. Yes, we are working hard.
We're showing
up. Nobody else is here.
Yeah.
I disagree.
Greatly appreciated.
We're doing our job. We do it every time.
In more ways than you know.
Right. But
we're just leaving a little early.
Nobody else is here. No, we're not leaving early.
No, you're right.
We're showing up and we're leaving on time, We're leaving when we normally leave. Exactly.
We don't have to go to stupid meetings.
No, we don't.
That's one upside.
No, we don't.
One upside to all of this.
Are there any other kind? All right.
I suppose I could think of a few.
Yeah, maybe some.
Sometimes there's a useful meeting.
Some are.
They're rare, but they happen.
Oh, no, I'm upside to this whole ordeal.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, I got a couple silver linings, but they're all really selfish, so they're not worth mentioning on the air.
That's all I got,
my
too.
My silver linings are way too selfish, and I'm not going to bring those up on the air. Because you got to look for some silver lining, all of us do.
I learned that I really get along with my wife.
Right.
There's an upside.
Yeah.
Is that selfish? That may be selfish.
Yeah, it is, actually. Yeah. I mean, sure, it is.
I was reading a piece yesterday on, I think it was MSN's website.
I think you'd know that before.
All of these celebrity couples, exes that are getting together just so the family can be together. Bruce Willis is with Demi Moore.
I read the whole article. I got no problem with them. Everybody else yells at me for thinking that, what's the big deal? They've been friends. They raised three daughters together, and there's a bunch of people in that house. They're not banging. Bruce Willis' wife likes Demi Moore. Those kind of situations do exist.
Does Wayne Brady have kids? Because he got back together with his ex.
Yeah, we talked to Wayne Brady, and we didn't know this. His ex's boyfriend is living there.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But he's there too.
Okay. I want to know.
That's a little different for the boyfriend.
Does this happen among us commoners?
It would have to.
There some exes?
They're still human beings.
Getting together.
They got money. They got money. Oh, you mean actually? No. Where we live, probably they're just probably hanging out with everybody. You know.
Yeah, you're probably right.
They go to each other's trailer.
Right. Life goes on. But you know, there is the who did we talk to? That has the split custody going. Was that Wayne Brady?
No, it was Florentine.
Oh, yeah.
His kid's bouncing back and forth.
Yeah, but his ex is married to somebody else, and they have two houses.
Yeah, and they don't really get along.
No, not at all.
Not at all.
No, not at all.
He's not inviting her back.
Not at all.
No.
Yeah, but it sounds like he has the kids for a couple of weeks, and she has the kids for a couple of weeks. Split custody situation.
Oh, here's a little silver lining. That all the Patriots are going to play for the Buccaneers. I love that because I hate Patriot fan anyway because, you know, they won. I get you. They cheated, but they won. You're lying to yourself if you think you're not mad. You're just lying because, of course, you're mad. You're totally mad that Gronk just signed with the Buccaneers. Now, you might think they're over the hill, but they're not over the hill. They're both great ball players, and Brady's still going to throw a lot of passes to Gronk when Gronk gets big if they play football. And I'm not sure how far the Buccaneers are going to go, but the bottom line is the Patriots are not going to be as good. They're not.
Yeah.
Because Belichick can't play quarterback. and we even saw how Brady was without they didn't win last year. Remember that. They did not win last year.
No, they didn't have the weapons.
They didn't have Gronk.
This whole thing to me just says Tom Brady knows he can't do it alone.
Of course he can.
He's not the...
Well, he's got great receiver. Well, nobody can do it alone. Quarterbacks can't do it alone.
No, but I think...
Great receivers,
I think that's half the reason he wanted to get away from Belichick was to show, no, it's because of me that we had all that success.
But I think he knows...
All quarterbacks need receivers.
You got to have weapons. He really didn't have the weapons the past season.
But he already had quite a few in Tampa. They had two good receivers there.
Yeah, but you don't have a Gronk. Gronk can turn and get open.
He and Gronk...
I know you're hating on him because you got to play him this
year. Have a little chemistry.
Yes, I am.
But I still hate the Patriots more than I hate the Brady, and this is going to be glorious if they play the game.
All right, here's another silver lining that just came in on the Facebook. Keith out of Wichita says, this is the kind of email I want to get more and more often.
Right.
As a former Trump supporter, I feel his actions over the past couple of months are unacceptable and shameful. So keep it up, guys.
Well, that is happening. I just saw some polls this morning. People over 65, they're dropping like flies when it comes. Well, they are dropping like flies because of the coronavirus, but they're also dropping like flies from him and saying, no, he Biden's leading by 9 points over Trump, over 65 nationwide.
Yeah, I'm just disappointed. This guy had a chance to be a hero. He could have been a hero.
Still,
in this particular situation.
He could have. He ponies up, but he's not going to do it.
No.
He ain't helping anybody. No, it's not my fault.
It's all about him.
Yep. Yeah, it's the worst president ever, and unfortunately, we're all paying for it. Really, we are all paying for it. And I don't want to hear anybody from any meetings down the hall because unfortunately, we're correct in this situation, and always were.
Well, he's been pretty good about not sharing his phone calls with us lately. So.
Yeah, but that's just it's pathetic. Good, thank you. I'm glad that guy did that. We do have some people that support that guy still listen to the show.
Giving us a little hope. A little hope for humanity.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Can November be tomorrow then? Can we just vote him out now?
I would like to have the election today.
And have somebody else in charge. Maybe not worry about a fall pandemic.
Yeah, I try not to like wish away the summer, but this year I might let up on that rule.
Yeah, I've pretty much written off the summer.
Yeah.
I don't know about the rest of you.
Let up on that rule.
Makes me sad, but I've written off the summer.
At least it is summer. At least we're outside, man. I'm telling you, if this is winter. You know,
you might be a little crabby.
Crabbier.
We all be in trouble.
I think crabbier.
I'm the only crabby. I haven't noticed it.
Is the operative
phrase. I'm the only crabby one, right. Okay. Come back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.